from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Team USA is on the rope, 78-67 with 8 minutes to play. We're live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Hurtado Arlington, the site of Saturday's Fan Bowl 2024. Oh, wow, what a dramatic afternoon here at the Olympics. We'll keep you up to date on the situation as Wolchuk takes us through an NFL news of the day. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Zach with that NFL news.
Thank you. We've been keeping you updated on the Brandon Ayuk deal in San Francisco, and it appears they've added a wide receiver. They have made a move to sign veteran Chosen Anderson, formerly known as Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Chosen
is signing with San Francisco per his agents, David Cantor. And we'll see, you know, what this now means for Brandon Ayuk. I saw a report today, courtesy of CBS Sports, that the asking price that the 49ers would like for Ayuk from Pittsburgh is 2 first-round picks. I would tell you go kick rocks. I'm not sending you 2 first-round picks for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay? No, yeah, just for the right to pay him a bunch of money.
Yeah, like every single year we're seeing the deepest receiving class in the history of the draft. It's not worth paying 2 first-round picks for, quite frankly, maybe any receiver in the National Football League. Maybe Justin Jefferson, you can have that conversation, to be honest with you. I don't think I would even do that. Maybe you give up a first if you want that guy that badly. I'm not giving 2 ones for any receiver. Maybe ever again. I think those days are behind us.
Yeah, I think you're talking about being a team that is like ready made and feels like this is our chance, and we're kind of wide receiver by committee or something. Like, there's the rarefied situation where you're like, you know what, I will overpay a little bit because I think the best wide receiver in the league makes us a bona fide championship team. Okay, but by and large, I'm with you 100%. There's a wealth of young wide receivers all over the place.
Guys, I think you have to think
my
about
goodness. Okay, Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt there. The USA gets a 3. There's an off-ball foul in international play. You get the ball back. It's not 1 free throw for the guy that got fouled off the ball while a teammate was in the act of shooting. You get the ball back. So KD makes a 3. USA gets the ball back. Steph Curry makes a 3. So now we're looking at, what, a 5-point game? Sorry, back to you, Brian.
Yeah, they're cutting into this thing. What do we got, B?
No, absolutely. And good for the USA getting this done. The thing I was going to say is, though, depending on who you're dealing with, you can maybe adjust whether you want the 1 or the 1-1 or the 2-1s. And I say this in a way, if you're dealing with New England, New England could be a team that could have a top 3 pick when this is all said and done. So I would be willing, if I were the 49ers, to say, listen, I'm not going to make the the Patriots overpay for this because of the possibility of getting that high pick. Now, sure. Cleveland or Pittsburgh or anybody else, that pick could be a little bit later. But so you're probably not going to get the two ones, but how about kicking a one and a three? You know, how about kicking, you know, it's, you know, we were the only team stupid enough to give two ones for a receiver, you know. And so that's kind of where I would be. But if it was, say, New England, I would just straight say, all right, yeah, we'll take your one. Deal done. Where do we send the paperwork? Because that's got a shot. That pick right there could be it, that pick could be the first overall pick when we're all said and done.
Could be. It absolutely could be. Now, we go to Pittsburgh, who is also part of this. They did list Russell Wilson as their QB1 in the depth chart that was released, but they're going to be starting Justin Fields in their first preseason game on Friday night. I don't believe Russell Wilson is going to be playing. Of course, he's missed a good portion of camp with a calf injury. So look for Fields, who is still in a competition with Wilson for that top spot, to end up getting the start. And it appears Josh Allen's going to play in their first preseason game for Buffalo as well. All the ones are going to go, according
to Pat Mahomes.
And we know Andy Reid always does this. Yeah. Right? We talk about this every year. Like, man, should we maybe just kind of take a page out of Andy Reid's book? Then you have Sean McVay, who we're going to see today practicing against the Cowboys. McVay never plays his guys. So arguably the two best coaches in the NFL do it very, very differently. But for the Bills, interesting, McDermott saying, hey, Allen, you go out there. I want you to play with the ones. They do have a lot of new skill players around him on offense. Maybe that makes some sense for Allen to give it a go with Buffalo in their first preseason game Saturday against Chicago.
He's not a guy I could trust, though, man. I mean, my gosh, he's the type of guy that's just going to start running on
you.
He
will. He will.
Unless there's an international rule I'm unaware of, I think the USA just got screwed. LeBron steals it. As he's going out of bounds, he turns and fires it off of Jokic's foot. I don't know. Maybe they called unsportsmanlike.
I think they said it was like the ball was on the line and Bron was the one that.
I think that's what the ball was already out.
He was disputing it, but okay. That's what they called.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
High point game, 6.5 to go. We'll keep you updated on that. Nick Foles, Big Nick Energy, he is officially retired from the National Football League at 35 years old. They're going to have a special ceremony for him at the Eagles home opener September 16th against the Falcons. I mean, look, last week we talked about they've unofficially retired the guy's jersey. They love him there in Filthy. That might be one of the highlights of the Eagles season, though. Because it sounds like that is a dumpster fire and a ticking time bomb with all the new reports that have come out. ESPN had an awesome article yesterday. There is a lot of friction between Jalen Hurts and their head coach, Nick Sirianni. Apparently, just an excerpt from the article, things were off, including between the head coach and quarterback. ESPN spoke with several sources who detailed a prolonged strain between Hurts Roberts and Sirianni last season, with one source with direct knowledge of the dynamic describing the relationship as fractured and unhealthy. At the root of the divide, a disconnect in offensive visions, with what a team source described as lack of full respect for Sirianni's X's and O chops from Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
So, hey, maybe, you know, I guess they bring in Kellen Moore. The hope is, from sources close to Jalen Hurts, that newly hired offensive coordinator Kellen Moore can be a connective tissue between the head coach and the quarterback. But this does not sound good at all, and I am here for it. Getting my popcorn ready, waiting for things to implode in filthy.
Yeah, apparently before they got going in the springtime with minicamps and stuff, Sirianni stepped up in front of the team and just tried to take all the blame for how bad things went last season and how he could have done a much better job. And he's trying to be like, hey, it's a new time here, so he's accepting it. Mm-hmm. He's owning it. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think when Shane Steichen left and you promote Brian Johnson, who has history with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Johnson and Hurts thinks they're about to build this offense together and Hurts is going to have more autonomy and all these things. And Sirianni's like, nope, it's my way. And Hurts is like, well, your way isn't all that football smart, because anytime a team blitzes us, I have nowhere to go with the football. And we're an offense that's suffering because of it the latter half of the season. And we're losing to bad football teams now.
Yeah, apparently that Monday night game that they played in Seattle, it's the final drive. They're going to try and at least kick a field goal to win it. Jalen Hurts went and just killed whatever Nick Sirianni play call was.
Kill, throws.
The football, ends up getting intercepted. And then after the game, Sirianni took the podium and really just fell on the sword. He took all responsibility. He's like, well, we were hoping there, maybe you get a pass interference flag. In reality, his quarterback just went rogue on him, but he didn't call him out in front of the media. So, I don't know, I'm thinking a little bit more of Sirianni, even though he's about to get canned at the end of the season, in my opinion. But I think this is even more reason why you fade filthy. And this is good news for the Cowboys and the rest of the NFC East. That thing just seems like it could really, really be bad.
Yeah, that's why it's weird going into this season, because it's like I'm not overly high on what the Cowboys have going on here. I think they're probably a 9-win football team, but I feel pretty much just as down on the Eagles.
I do too.
So who, it's like, is the winner of this division going to win 9, maybe 10 games?
This is why I have a terrible, weird feeling that this happens every once in a while in the NFC East. They get that random pop-up year.
And it's not going to be a pop-up year.
Washington is going to end up winning this division.
Don't worry about that, Walchuk.
I don't know.
It's a two-team race, and the two teams are average at best. It's the Cowboys.
I hope
and
so.
It's the Eagles. It's a two-point game with just over 4 minutes remaining between Team USA basketball and Serbia. They walked into the fourth quarter, did USA, down 13, and all they've done is put the clamps on and really get after it. And that's what you can see with these countries in these games. Like, they have a lead, and then all of a sudden it starts to shrink, and the confidence and the boisterous like dunks and in-your-face type of, okay, momentum, high-fiving, let's go. Team USA, it's too much. And then you see these guys start to pucker a little bit.
Late in the game, man. They got that clutch closing gene. Shout out to Connor Williams, former Cowboy. He's agreed to terms on a one-year deal to be the center for the Seattle Seahawks. It's $6 million, $3 million guaranteed, according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. And to conclude the NFL news of the day, we had some injuries yesterday. Not good. Colts wide receiver Josh Downs got tackled in practice by a teammate. Not supposed to do any tackling. He ends up suffering a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out 6 weeks. Then a scary moment in Atlanta. Their wide receiver, Rondale Moore, was carted off the field, air cast on his right leg at the end of a joint practice with Miami. Non-contact injury. That can't be good for the 24-year-old speedster. And then a big development, Cowboys Week 1 opponent, Cleveland, Za'Darius Smith, veteran pass rusher for the Browns, carted off yesterday as well with a knee contusion. Have to monitor his status heading into Week 1 against the Cowboys for the opener.
For the first time since the first quarter, I believe, as LeBron has just tied it up at 84 with a layup, timeout Serbia. There's 3.5 minutes to play in the Olympic men's basketball semifinal. We'll come back, get you Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us today?
Yeah, I've got 7 players I think you need to keep an eye on. We'll talk about those guys next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.